Parshas Vayigash, you have the first part, the Gilui and so on. And then you have when Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim. So there's a nevuah over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Yaakov. Yaakov was very wary of going down. And it says, so he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him not to be scared to go down. I will go down with you in Mitzrayim. I will bring you up. So with Ad Kipshuta, it's talking about the going down of Yaakov himself and the Kvur in Eretz Yisrael. In Chazal Dashen over here, we're talking about the Golias. This was the beginning of the Golias of Klal Yisrael, the going down to Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go down with them to Mitzrayim and will come back up again. It's Chazal, it's a famous Gemara. It says, Tanu, Tanya Reb Shem Echoy Oimer, Boyer Eka Mechavivi Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shuchol Mokim Shagol Shchinei Mohem. That wherever Klal Yisrael went to Golas, the Shchinei went with them. So this Pasuk Chazal see over here as being, as speaking about Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael goes down to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back up. There's a difference in the nusach over here. Anoichi eired imcha mitzrayma. The lashon is imcha, and the lashon of the halah is not imcha, but of anoichi alcha gamaloi. So interesting that the two psukim should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. He goes down with us in Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back out with us. Doesn't say that. It says Anoichi Eired Imcha Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes down with us. Anoichi Alcha Gamol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of Mitzrayim, up from Mitzrayim. It's one nekuda. The Kaf of Lashon Anoichi is also meduyik. He would have said Eired Imcha Mitzrayim. Anoichi Eired Imcha Mitzrayim. Alcha Gamoloi. But the Anoichi is Hadgasha, and it's interesting Hadgasha to. The twice, Anoichi and Anoichi, as if it's two separate Bechines, and so on. The Musig over here of going into Golas is going to be the Nakuda we want to talk about. The Musig of Golas, the Chur, means Klal Yisrael goes, leaves Eretz Yisrael. That's the word Gol, they go into exile. We have one of the Dalet Golias is Yavon, which Klal Yisrael stayed in Eretz Yisrael, and Yavon was the one who came into Eretz Yisrael. So definitely it wasn't good. Yavon was oppressed them. There was Tsaris and Tsar. But if you're talking about Golas, it kind of does seem a little bit strange. One more nekuda that needs some beer in the parasha here is, we have the Kol HaNefesh HaBol Yaakov Mitzrayma, Yoytzi Reichem Levan Shev Yaakov Zech Shishim B'Sheish, and Kol HaNefesh LeBeis Yaakov Boi Mitzrayim HaShivim. So Chazal point out that when you count, it's only 69. And they say this is, it's Yecheved who was Nis'aber outside, but was born Bein HaChaymas. And we always go through the Ben Ezra and so on, the Ramban. But really what's strange here is the need to, I mean, obviously this was Vahashkocha. Obviously, this wasn't something that just be mikra. You had a family of people, and it's a young family, and you know some women are expecting, and be mikra expected this and that. Here's this one nefesh that the zriya was chutz, and the later was in Mitzrayim bein achoymes. A very very strange setup, and just like we say that the avos are three b'meduyik, and the shvatim are yud beis b'meduyik. The ayin nefesh are b'meduyik, that one of those nefashes is the hayrasa was before, and the leidasa was bein achoymes. it's alei davu. It's high. You can't say this is a mikra. Also, I mean, the pasuk. To set up an event like that just with mikras, it's not mistava in the context of what's happening over here. So, what was the point over here of having the hashlam of ayin nefashes dafkin such aifin with a zeirasa and ayasa? There's two more chazal about a golos, that the tachlis of golos, the pashtus, is an einish. There is an innumerable amount of psukim about the whole techacha is based around the fact that Klai Yisrael does averis. They go into golos. We say it every yontiv, mechateinu, galina ma'atseinu, mesachakna maseinu, and so on and so forth. Very, very clear that the golos is a product of our chet. On the other hand, there's in Eicha, in the psicha of Eicha Rabba, it says that Klai Yisrael went to golos to be mar begerim, to bring out the geirim from chutz laretz. So l'chura, it's something which is a maila, which is kilu. It's Klai Yisrael at its best, and Klai Yisrael is going in for a holy mission. But that says almost the entirety of the psukim and everything else with it. And certainly that's a minion of golos. So if we would go in as a kirv operation, we should come in riding on a high horse. We should come in be malchus, not be shiflus, not be avdus. So where is there a? How do we understand this chazal in the context of what golos is from almost every pasuk that speaks about golos? There's no pasuk speaks about golos in any positive sense. One more chazal about golos. It says that, this is in Vayikra Rabba, it says, Gam kiyitnu bagoyim ato akapzeim, even if they are put into the goyim, now I'll gather them. So chazal say, b'schus mishnayis nigolin, that Klal Yisrael is nigol b'schus mishnayis. So it obviously means not mishnayis only in terms of Mishnah, but it means in Teresh Baal Peh, Mishnayis as the Sheirish of Teresh Baal Peh. Is there a reason, and what's wrong with Teresh B'Ksav Kilu? I mean, Talmud Torah, if the intent of the Pasuk is the Schus of Torah, then all of Torah. The Afchana between Teresh Baal Peh and Teresh B'Ksav, and exactly where do you see the... where do you see exactly that merum is in the pasuk? Gam kiyitim bagoyim ato akapzeim. The word ato, the Chazal says merum is the Torah by Yeshua ato bosi because of Bittul Torah. So I understand that the word ato has some shaykhs with Talmud Torah, and Chazal says what else. But Mishnayis specifically, gam kiyitim bagoyim ato akapzeim, it's something that leaves us sort of wondering where the Chazal find it in the pasuk. So we need to go back and understand a little bit more about what is the inyan of Shchinta Begalusa. Shchinta is in Galus. The Pasht understanding of that Chazal, that it says that they were Yoyreit, that Reb Shimon Yochai is drash over here. Shimon Yochai says, and it also says, where is he in Bavel at the time of the Gemara? One needs to understand what exactly does it mean, the Shechinah is Begolos. The pashat, the pshat that strikes you when you look at it is ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a big brother protecting us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure the goyim don't destroy us totally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to save us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in sort of protective mode. That's the push-up shot that you see here. I think it's much deeper than that. Sfasema says this Nakuda. I'm saying it in different Lashon, and he's saying it in different Oifim, but I think the Nakuda Sfasema says. It says, Behanchel Elyon Goyim, Yitziatzit Gvulos Amim, Nemisvav Ne Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave parts of the world to Goyim, he created Gvulas for the Umois, and those Gvulas are Keneged Mispah B'nei Yisrael. There's 70 Keneged 70 Kla Yisrael. So the Pshat is not that there are Ayin Umis Keneged Ayin Nefashis, but rather within the Gvulos. Now, the Pasuk says, Behanchel Yin Goyim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manchel the world to Umas Olam, B'siyatzit Gvulos Amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down Gvulos for each Am. The Nachla of the Umas Olam is within a Gvul. Each Nachla has a Gvul, and whereas Klal Yisrael has them Tziyusa Shel Olam, where Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Yisrael, which means the Nekud Emtzois is without the Gvulos. That's kilo. It's not a slice of the action; it's the core of it. It's just like when I balance something on its center of gravity, the whole chayfetz is balanced on my finger. If I sit on any part other than that, I need to counterbalance it because it's a chelik that's being pulled in one direction or the other. So Umas Olam have Gvulos. Klal Yisrael is Emtzius Olam, and then the Ayin Nefesh are Keneged those Gvulos. And let's understand what we mean over here. Chazal say many places that if you live in Chutzos, because each Chelek, each place has in itself a Sar. Which means as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut the world into chalakim, and each and every chelek is its own metzias, and only its own metzias, and is only part of the picture. And by definition, that's an obfuscation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes. In the Moloi Cholaretz Kvoidei, if you reduce it to one nekuda, you are seeing a part of the picture. Every part of the picture is not the emes. Every part of the picture is a hester. If you take a picture cut up into small pieces, scramble them, each looking at each piece will rarely give you an understanding of what the entire picture looks like. The world, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu set it down, it has ayin gvulos, and each gvul means it's a chelik vashkocha, which is a type of hest upon him. And each umma lives with a certain maila. Each umma, the yaft of yefes, and so on, the koiches of each umma are real koiches, but by the fact that it's a specific koyach, it blocks out everything else. And in the tsarus, in the limitation of every ummah, you have the exclusion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's entirety, and that's hest upon him. So a goy lives in hest upon him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Yishmael does not have access to Leisinov, and Esav doesn't have access to Leisirtzach, and so on and so forth. They are excluded from different inyanim, and b'meila, it's a p'china, that's what the pshat is, each one has a sar, because Klal Yisrael, you can't have a sar on Klal Yisrael, because it's no particular inyan that belongs to Klal Yisrael. It's everything. Everything is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A sar means a particular inyan. So Umas HaOlam are shayach to the world of specific nekudas, and that's why the top of that is a sar. You can say, oh, it's a Sar Tzva Hashem, it's the Malach Hashem. But the Nekuda of Refuah, the Nekuda of Gvura, the Nekuda of Geshem, of Mayim, is a Nekuda of Malach, and not a Nekuda of Lekus. It's a Nekuda of Lekus through Malach. But in itself, it's a malach. It's a shliach. It's a anhaga, a specific anhaga. That's the koyches of the world as they're split up in the ayin, in gvulas, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the ability, besides the fact that their nachla is a nachla klolis, it's emsusa shel oilam, and shem avaya, ve'inim o el necha, Hashem chelek nachlosoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entirety is our chelek. The word chelek is almost an oxymoron over there. That our chelek is the entirety of it. That's what we should be. That's who we could be. When Klal Yisrael did wrong, Klal Yisrael, so like the Rambam says, they started looking to koichos and they started fixating on bits and pieces and points and so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyzer golus on them. Golus means that they now become entrapped in the same gvulas that a particular ummah became entrapped. I want to say the pasuk that Chazal dashen, b'chol tzarasam loy tzar. The word tzarasam can mean, it means tzara in the sense that bad, or an affliction of some sort, a treveh. But tzar literally means narrowness. Tzar means tzimtzum. B'chol tzarasam loy tzar. Wherever Klal Yisrael is in a matzav of tzarus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is. It means that in every context of Hester, we can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu within that context. Let's take a very simple mashal. Let's say I'm a detective and I'm looking for a person. So if the person is sitting in front of me, everybody sees it, and that doesn't need any detective, and that's fine. But let's say the person is not here. So somebody has an instrument that can measure smells and detects the smell of the person. You have dogs or whatever that the smell. You have someone that can pick up footsteps. Someone can do this, someone can do that. Even when the person is not here as a person, there are different inyanim that can show me where the person is, or that the person who is here was here, and I can pick it up if I'm sensitive to that. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, there's a pchina of gilui, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begolui, Meloichol Aretz Kvoidoi, and it's open, and V'nigdaleini Kol Basar, and so on. But there's also a b'china of, even when it's behester, if I have a sense in each hester, I can pick up the nekuda of a lekus of there also. And we spoke about sarim. So in every sarif foil, I can be lost by the refuah aspect, or I can detect the kale aspect of refuah, and so on. All malachim carrying themselves interface that is unique and very specific, and it's misleading because of that. Because I see the world of refuah here, I see the world of parnasa here, I see the world of milchama, but I don't see delikim behind it. But somebody who has a tfisa can understand that as well. So when Klal Yisrael goes down from their madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, Kaviyachol, goes with them. If we degenerate to the inyanim of specifics, this, that, the other thing, whatever nekuda that we're taken by, and lose ourselves in it, that becomes our golus. And that becomes our tsarus. That becomes our little box. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in every box. Not the pshat, simply that he's standing over us and kind of protecting or helping us. But it means whatever context we're in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Megala himself. He's there waiting to be Nizgala. Just like it says on the Yam, he was Nidmeh to a gibor like a gibor, to a cotton like a to zaken to like a zaken to cotton like a cotton. Shaka lemetzenucha sagi koach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there was a context for finding a Kadosh Baruch Hu no matter where you were. So too, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mezgala in every oifin in the world, in its particular iteration and boxes. So every makom, every gvulus of the amim has a nefesh of Yisrael that is shayach to it. But once Klal Yisrael finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu within that context, they then discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'meloyeh. Meaning, a person who's a zgala in Yavin, like we asked before, they didn't go into physical golus in the land of Yavin, but golus means they lost their position in the Amsusa Sha'olam, and they went into the Gvulas Amim. A Mesiyavin went into the Gvulas Amim of Yavin, and he became lost in that little narrow box of Yavin. When he discovers HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that context, he doesn't remain with the anhag of Yavin. He there has the entirety of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because once the hester is gone for him, he's mitaken it b'maloyoy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, imagine a person who is a kaifa because of Siva X, Y, or Z. If you teach him how to cope with point X, Y, or Z, then the person doesn't just cope with it, the person becomes a maimin b'muna shlema. The right mahalach is, once the person has coped with whatever he needs to cope with, he's a maimin, he throws it all away, and he's a maimin b'muna shlema because of Nishim Yisrael. So long as he had to struggle, seeing it through the window of Yavan, Mitzrayim, Bavel, Paras, so he was struggling. But when he discovers it, he discovers Ze Keli Van Veyu Al Kevi Varamenu. It's back. This is Al Kevi. This is Kevi Avram to Yaakov. It's not Al Kevi Yovan and not Al Kevi Paras. Once I discovered the Kale Shaboy, when I look at Refuel and I discover the Kale at the end of the Refuah, I drop the Refuah and I stick with the Kale. That's Klal Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk says. Anochi Eired Imcha, I go down with you. In other words, together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now encapsulated within the gvulas of whatever ummah, whatever culture we're there. But as a person, uncovers it, then it says, the pasuk doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just he's with us. V'noichi alcha gam oloi. Then I become the force that lifts you up. Once you discover me within, I lift you out. The Sfasem says that the pshat in that is Torah allowed itself to be understood within the Ayin L'Shoynes. The beer of Torah and Ayin L'Shoynes is not just a feat of translation, kind of just finding the right word to translate it and the grammar, the poetry, and the vocabulary, and you're good to go. Torah can speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can speak to a person in every, through the interface of every umis tsarus. That's the Anoichi Eirid Ilchot Tzoraim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu can appear as a Mitzrayim Dika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, within the context of Mitzrayim, there's also a Lakim. But once we inherit, it's Anoichi Alcha Gamaloi. Then it becomes, then we free ourselves of time, and that becomes, that is that which lifts us out. The Sinsina Lamedim, we have here a Mahalach in the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezgal himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, is Mezgal himself as the Klolius, and that's the Shem Avayah, that Shayach to Klal Yisrael. That's the way the world is Kitikunoi, and that's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond Gvulis, above Gvulis, and Klal Yisrael can relate to it. That's why Shitav is us, of us, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created a lower Metzias. a metzias of gvulois, where there are nitzoitzos, there are sparks of the big light locked into individual boxes, and the very fabric of that individual gvul is that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu megal himself through the world of Yoifi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu megal himself through the world of Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu megal himself through the world of Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu megal himself through the world of Ish Milchama, Kegibor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu megal himself, there are many Giluyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are lower Giluyim because they're within a certain context. Each and every one of those Halakim has that Giluyim. When you taifis those Giluyim for what they are, if a person is taifis science as science, that becomes total hestaponim. When a person is taifis science as Maisei de HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the oifen of Gilu through science. And there's oifen Gilu through history, there's oifen Gilu through psychology, there's oifen Gilu through everything that there is in the world, and each Ummah has its makom and its nidbak through a certain nekuda. Klai Yisrael went into Golus because of Chatoim. That's why he went into Golus. We didn't live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the totality that Yisrael requires, and we fell. And that's why, and b'meila, we needed to begin to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the tzorus of Umas Olam. B'chol tzorosim loy tzar. Now we would have to find him in Mitzrayim, through Mitzrayim, in the gvulus of Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us wherever we are. There's a makom avida for gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the anoichi eret imcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shechina dafka. Bends itself to its makom and finds itself in its place. The we asked about the Chazal about Kaisos is will be nigal because of Mishnayis, and we said it means Torah Shabbat Perbei from Kloli. Torah Shabbat is a Kaddish Baruch Hu speaking. It has no other limitations of anything. It's a Dvar Hashem, Koyam Hashem, Anoich Hashem Alekecha. That's the Dvar Hashem, and that's Shaykh Teretz Yisrael. The Ika development of Torah Shabbat Peh was Dafke Chutzlatz. Bavli is superior to Yerushalmi. The Machshakim HaShivani is the Talmud Bavli. The Talmud, Torah Shabbat Peh B'Ikroi, is Torah as it starts through a tzimtzum of people. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Rabbi Meir says like this, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. It each one is his dea, his das. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from each one, when they come together, you get the Dvar Hashem. So the Mahalach of Golus is, by dehering the Shechina, within that particular context, we deher the Klolius, and we deher the Teres Emes. By Eilu ve'Eilu, by Eilu de Rekim Chaim, the Eilu de Rekim Chaim doesn't mean each one in itself is de Rekim Chaim. It's the two conflicting deis together are de Rekim Chaim. Mitoich Labas Eish, that's where I hear the Dvar Hashem the way it was. This and this together, the Nekuda Sachra, the Nekuda that combines the two, that's where I get it from. There was Golus. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nimtz in each one, that's the meaning that it was sent to Golus to bring Geirim. In other words, Mitzrayim has in itself a deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. And so does Yavon, and so does Bavel, and so does even Edom. The Bonav Shal Titus, it's incredible. The Bonav Shal Sacherev. There's a Nekuda there, and that Nekuda is the same Nekuda that we had. In each gvul, there's plenty of klipas, there's plenty, in each interface, there is a lot of nonsense, and then there's the truth that you project in the interface. If a person writes a book to tell me a moral, to teach me something, it gives me a mushel, a lot of the mushel and a lot of the book is has no value, it's just there to paint a picture, and there's a garin of emes. The same garin of emes that Klal Yisrael finds in the Neichi Eir Imcha, those are the neshamas of the Geirim that Klal Yisrael bring back. It's in terms of ideas and the kudas that became lost in Yisraelim, like the Rambam says Bakidush HaChodesh, and a people as well. So the process of goals will go down, but when a person finds it, and at that level, then the person is the person. Then it becomes a road. We don't stay stuck in the Mitzrayim Dika God, in the Persian God. Once we find in the Kuda Lakustia, we re-emerge into the big picture of where Klaiso belongs. And that's the pshat, the anoichi of the anoichi is the same gila as Matan Torah. There's an anoichi that in Mitzrayim, and that's parallel with Klai Yisrael. We slept it down, and it's there. V'anoichi al chagam olay, and that anoichi, once I latch onto it, lifts us up like a helium balloon. It lifts us out of there and takes us back to the big mitzvahs. It's very interesting. In the world of the Sifrei Pnim, Shabbos and the weekdays were very much paralleled in terms of Golas and Geula. Shabbos, there's a closest picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't do anything. We're Shabbos HaYinafash, and we just are Mis'anig al Hashem. The weekdays were Oisik Nyan Oilom, which is a step down. There's a Zmiris, Baruch Hashem Yoimem Yamas Lanu, from Gdola Kadmayin of Shem Yitzhak, who it goes through all the galus. This theme of Cholzos Noitzer is what he goes through. It goes through Chazal. That's what it's about. I had an interesting ha'ara once. It starts Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamas Lanu. There's a machlokes in the Gemara of Shammai and Hillel what their midah was. It says Shammai used to prepare every day. The first day he took found something nice, and found something nice and prepared it for Shabbos, and secondly found something nice, so he took the old one and used it, and took the new one, and so on. Nimtza that every day prepares for Shabbos. Hillel was midacher seisiboy, and Baruch Hashem Yom Asanu, he would say HaKadosh Baruch Hu provide, and so on. Both of them, say Shammai, say Hillel deher, that in each day you need to find on the Kuda of Shabbos. The Mahalach is not that all the days are weekdays, and Shabbos is a Gil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sunday has a Sunday Hachana HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Monday has a Monday Hachana HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tuesday has a Tuesday Hachana, Ayom Yom Mishnah B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shishi B'Shabbos, and so on. The Hachana, that's in the Kuda, that's in each day, is Meichin to that. So I was thinking, and it's the midah that says Hillel's midah was Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamas Lanu. So automatically each day is meichin to Shabbos. He doesn't argue on it. He just and the Baal HaPiyu draws that parallel to the Musik Baruch Hashem Yom Sanu to this inyan. Or else there's no Shaychus to Shabbos. What's the Shaychus to Shabbos in the whole inyan? The Teretz is Shabbos is each day is a Golus. And bechol tzarosom loitzar, in every Sunday, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, and then vanoicha ola gam oloi, I take out alpha gam oloi, I take you out Shabbos from that day. We're talking about klolis of Klal Yisrael, of mahala kloli of galus and gula. It applies in a oifen prati as well. Every person has tkufis. We speak a lot about tkufis, bad kufis, good kufis. There's another knait. When we talk about bad tkufis, one of the right descriptions of it is tsar. I don't have a ruchnistika world. My learning, I don't have such cheshik. Davening, not so inspired. I'm going out of my way to help somebody, okay, a little bit. I don't feel much this whole talk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Melech HaLa'aretz and the Ruchnistic life and this and that, I'm stuck. And it's sometimes because I'm lacking something. sometimes because there are other things weighing down on it. I'm hemmed in by a lot of things. It's some people, both from Kloli, have a bigger golus. Some people have tkufis. In a personal level, like we spoke about golus, golus is not about the issues themselves as much as what it causes to a person. I was speaking to somebody who's going through a lot of difficult tkufis, and the ruchni has suffered terribly, is suffering terribly, and the person said to me, I just don't have time. I don't have presence of mind. I'm busy with X, Y, and Z 24/7. I don't have a life other than that. And the mele, it's not the pshat, I do want it, I don't want it, I don't have, it's not there. My world is a square meter, and that's it. The whole time I'm occupied with whatever issue it is. And everyone has a different facets of ruchnias in different kufas of his life and so on. The emuna in anoichi eired imchem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us any corner of life that's devoid of Him. Yes, we don't have that experience that we would have. So a person, when he's sitting and learning well, full time, has a tremendous ruchnistic experience. And then when he's when life moves on and he's down to an hour, a small segment of the day, it becomes a very small corner. And now the avoda is that to the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there HaKadosh Baruch Hu fits in that same box, and there's a certain inyan, a tikkun, that a person does by dafke the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that dalet al dalet. The matara of golos is to find the nekuda over there, where if a person is mizdabek to that hour, whether it's in terms of consistency, in terms of how much he puts his head into it, and how much Mesiras Nefesh, and how meaningful it is to him, and how much he focuses on it. Whatever it is, there is the Nakuda there. Every person for himself knows, has a sense, an intuition of what it is. The Avodah in that Matzav is Dafka to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu within that interface that he's presenting you. And when a person finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that interface, when a person hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nanoich Eirid Imchom Mitzrayim, that where we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, that Yediyah, that the hair becomes the uplifting part. On that, the second half, Vanoichi Alcha Gam Ole, that Anoichi that you found together where you are, takes you out of it. And in time, that will lift you up, that will give you the full Rachvis, and the full klolius of the Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that becomes in the golus itself, you have the seeds for the geula of taking you out of that golus into the Har Chavashim. Shabbos. What? Yeah. The pshat was her zviya, a sheirish from before. Hashemesh comes from when he was still there. She was Mizgala in Mitzrayim. That's the...
Is that the clue that was going to draw you back into what was there before?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. You grab your chevet in Mitzrayim. Her shorish is from Adam Mitzrayim. That's the... Should have finished. Okay.